Today's date is April 28th, 2024, and this is Shirley Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? I thought we could do just a little quieting of the mind again. This time I have my song bowl, and what I want you to do when I tap it, I want you to take a deep breath in and count until four, right? So let's do it together first before I do it. So you're going to go... And then hold for a couple of seconds and then breathe out. Okay? So I'm going to tap and we're all going to meditate, okay? While I'm tapping this, try to elevate any like positive energy, any light. Just imagine yourself being surrounded by light. Imagine yourself being surrounded by love. It doesn't matter. You can even give yourself a hug if you want. Just try to elevate the light up. And relax. If you can, try to draw your attention to your crown chakra, which is on the top of your head, when I do this. Now I want you to try to draw your attention to your third eye, which is your awareness. It helps you become more aware of what's around you. And imagine light, whatever color you want, that's totally up to you. I know a lot of times there's lights affiliated with the chakras, but you can just imagine a white light and that's okay. Just open it up, okay? Breathe through. Now I want you to draw your attention to your throat chakra, which enables you to communicate better with others, whether it be your work, your relationships, your friends, anybody. Because sometimes when that's blocked, it's hard to communicate correctly, and you might come across wrong. So let's open that chakra up. Let's just keep the light going in through that chakra. So that's located in like your throat. The middle of it. Allow the vibration to hit. And now the next one I'm going to ask you to draw your attention to is your heart. To open yourself up for love. To make better connections and choices. Keep letting the light in. Keep breathing. You want to open that up as much as you can because, you know, with life, you need to be able to love. Love yourself first. Love yourself. Your pets, your plants, your family, your friends, your coworkers, anybody that's around you. Because without love, you really can't survive. And sometimes that's all you need is to love yourself. Now we're going to go to the Soloplex, which I believe is for your confidence, because we need confidence, right? Like, say maybe you wanted to ask your boss for a promotion, or maybe you needed confidence to ask somebody out, or maybe you want to befriend somebody. Let the light into your solar plexus. So that's like a little bit under your heart, in the middle of your stomach, your abdomen. And by the way, keep breathing with all these. And if you feel any blockages, you can continue to do this after. Even when I'm done, you can even go on YouTube and look up some things on how to release blockages. Now I want you to try to get to your sacral, which is like a couple of inches under your belly button. Focus on the light going to that chakra. Now we're going to the root chakra, which is the final one. They say that there's another one, but I'm not really sure what the name of it is, so I'm sorry about that. But try to imagine it's like kind of like on the base of your spine, the chakra. And that pretty much opens the door to everything. If the root chakra is not working, everything's going to be out of balance. That is the main one. I mean, they're all main, but you need the root chakra to communicate with the other ones. So again, take a deep breath in. Hold it for a count of four. And then breathe out. And then while you're doing that, again, just try to imagine light coming in, surrounding you everywhere. You can feel it all around you. Try to balance all chakras together. Take a deep breath in. Hold it for a couple of seconds. And Hold on. I just lost the thing that I need.
This is what I do
constantly. Okay, sorry about that. And then, of course, breathe out. And now just give yourself a big hug and say thank you for everything. Okay. This is my segment ending. This is Shirley Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Have a great day.